call received from Home Care Agency.
Home Care, how can I help you?
Hi, is this the Medicaid office on Shelton Avenue?
So we are a home care agency and we work with Medicaid. How can I help you?
Okay. I want to review on my prescription.
Your prescription?
I understand the program. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was under level 2, and I want to review to see if I can get in level 3. I
mm-hmm.
know it's about your income, but I take about 20 pills a day. I'm a transplant patient, and I just want a review because I can't afford copays on all my medicine.
Right, I understand. Do you have an aid that helps you with your medication?
No.
Would you like one?
What do you mean an aide to help me with my medication?
Like a nurse to come to your house and help you with all your medicals and take care of everything?
No, I'm all right with taking my medicine. My doctor gave me a list and the times to take them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay there.
So you just
want
to try to reach Medicaid?
Yes.
Which county are you located?
Some level. What? What county?
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia? Okay. We're a home care agency, and we have very good aides in that area. Would you like one? Maybe just for a few hours a week to come help you clean your house and help you with your errands and shopping and grocery shopping? Or you can also have a friend or family member that can sign up to work for you, like to help you, and they can be paid per hour.
No.
No.
What all I got to do to get an aid? Do I have to show you, I got to get 78 with my bank account or something?
No. You don't have to give anything from your bank account. If you have Medicaid, then you should be eligible for this service.
No.
Are you sure? Okay. Do you want me to give you Medicaid's phone number?
Yeah, maybe I'll take the nurse.
You would take the nurse, right? It's a very good thing.
Yeah.
They help you with everything. And she can also call Medicaid for you and help you, you know, with your eligibility and everything. And we can also
the nurse does?
Yeah, she can help you with everything. We have very good aides in your area.
Oh.
So let me take your name. What's your name?
Sharon N. Ingram - Nix, N-I-S.
So Sharon Nix. What's before Nix?
It was Ingram, Ingram - N-I-S.
R-A-N as in Nancy - N-I-X, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And your number is 215-678-2152?
That's correct.
Perfect.
$50 a year, so they made the switch and started splurging on date night. And it became their favorite night. No.
I don't have to go through Maximus?
So let me just check. I'm going to pull up your Medicaid information and see what I see there. Hold on. Okay. What is your date of birth?
November the 4th, 1950.
1950, right?
11/4/1950.
Do you know your social?
Yes. 163-42-7394.
Okay. Sometimes the name is not spelled correctly. It doesn't come out. So, yeah, I got your information here. it looks like you're with Keystone First, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You should be eligible for the services. We can definitely help you. So let me just go ahead and take your information, and then I'm going to send it over to the intake specialist, and she's going to help you further. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Hold on.
All right. I'll head up here, right here. I say,
Do you have another phone number that I can have on file just in case we can't reach you?
No.
Okay. You said you're a transplant patient, right?
Yes.
What transplant did you have?
Kidney.
Oh. You did a birth 11th in 1950. What about your address, Sharon?
Right. My address currently is 6101 Morris Street, apartment 923.
Mark Street as
PA.
In M-A-R-K?
No, Morris. M-O-R-R-I-S Street.
Oh. 19144 is the zip code?
Yes.
Are there
any
minors?
I'm getting ready to move. Huh?
Oh, you're getting ready to move? Okay, once you move, you're just going to update us with your new address.
Oh, I can give it to you now.
So when are you going to move?
In about 2 weeks.
Where to? Is you're going to stay in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm putting in now your current address, and then once you move, just update us.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any minors present in your home?
Any children?
Yes.
No.
No.
No. Okay. I live alone.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me just write everything down here, and then I'm going to check if someone is available to take your call from the enrollment department, and they're going to go ahead and help you with all your Medicaid, and they're going to guide you further. Okay?
What agency is this?
Our name is Family First Home Care. We're an agency in Philadelphia.
Family First?
Yes. We're actually one of the largest home care agencies in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Everything down. All right. Just a minute.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just jotting down all the information. All right, let me just see if an enrollment specialist can take your call. Okay, Naftali is available to take your call. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over, okay?
Transfer me to who?
So his name
what
is Naftali.
What department is this?
He is from the enrollment department, and he's going to guide you further on how to get started.
Enrollment. And what's his name?
His name is Naftali.
Oh, you got to spell that.
Sure. N-A-F-T-A-L-I.
M or N?
N as in Nancy.
M. Oh, N. N-A-F.
T-A-L-I.
Uh-huh. Natalie.
Yeah.
Am I saying it right? Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer you, all right?
I don't know how I got you. I mean, I was trying to get my Medicaid office.
Right,
so
we're
going to
help you
level.
With Medicaid as well. We're going to help you
okay.
Change your Medicaid level as well. He's going to help you, okay?
Okay, all right.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Hi, good morning. My name is Naftali with Family First Care, with whom we have the pleasure of speaking with.
Sharon Ingram Nix.
Okay, hi, Sharon. So I will be the service coordinator for you and help you along the way to apply. Let me see,
okay.
See the file over here. Okay, so you're applying for home care for yourself?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And have you started the process already, or do you want to start now?
No more than talking to whoever I talked to that transferred me to you.
Oh, okay, so you didn't start the process. Okay, let me explain you what the process is. First, before I want to ask you a few questions to see if it's worth applying. Is your total income more than $2,900 a month?
No.
No. Okay. Do you have any assets like a house or life insurance?
No.
No.
I'm low income. I'm low income.
Okay. Perfect. So that then you should be able to qualify. Just one more question. Are there any minors under 21 living with you in the house?
No, I live alone.
Okay, so then you should be able to qualify, and so let me explain you what the process will be. So let me tell you this, it might take up to 2 months until you get approved for home care services. It all depends on how on top we are in it, meaning to say any appointments needed, scheduling documents. If we're on top on it, I would say in about 2 months you can be qualified and approved. So what the process takes in is as follows. You'll have two assessments. The first assessment will be with the state broker, independent broker, and you'll call in to schedule an appointment. I'll give you the number of this assessment. Are you ready to take the number?
Assessment.
Yes.
I gotta go somewhere?
No, no. So they will come down to you to your house and assess some financial eligibilities. Just you have to call in and schedule that.
Do I have to go through Maximus?
Yes, yes.
Oh, no. They don't
call,
want all
that
my
call
bank
is
information.
Into Maximus. That call is into Maximus. You don't have to go over there.
Yeah, but they want to know all my banking information, right? What checks
yes.
I write or whatever. No, I'm not interested in that.
No, so the only thing they will need is they will want to have just any account that you have. They would want to have 5 years of statements. That should be enough. So if you can get that, I mean, they wouldn't, unless there's, you know, big transactions or they won't ask for what it is.
I got to give them 5 years of my bank statements?
Yes.
No, I'm not doing that. I did that before, and they questioned me about some insurance that ain't mine. But anyway, no.
Okay, so you applied once? You tried to apply once?
This was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This was years ago. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago I tried.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, but I can't do this. I can't do this right now.
Do you want me to check with you on a later date if you would want to do it? Maybe to follow up in a month or two?
Yeah, check with me on a later date. Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. I'll follow up with you.
All right, thank you.
Hey, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.